Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
There's a national conversation going on about the rights of transgender people. We wanted to bring you the voice of someone grappling with those issues here in Massachusetts. Michael Sennett is a Catholic Church staffer who's been advocating for inclusion and leading an effort to make his own community more welcoming.
I'm Rupa.
Nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you.
He's communications director at the Jesuit parish of St. Ignatius of Loyola near Boston College's campus. Sennett grew up in the Hyde Park neighborhood and attended St. Adalbert Parish down the street. When he was 17, he made a confession to a priest.
I came out to the priest and I said, I'm transgender and I want forgiveness. And he looked at me, he took a minute.
Then the priest told Sennett that being trans isn't a sin.
And he made me promise that I would always advocate for a seat for myself at the table, even when it got difficult, because he said there would be a lot of people who wouldn't want me in Catholic spaces.
That conversation set him on a path to find a way to align his faith with his identity. He joined St. Ignatius right out of college, writing newsletters and, after the pandemic hit, organizing the broadcasts of sermons on Zoom. With the support of the pastor at the time, Joseph Constantino, Sennett helped start a committee focused on LGBTQ+ Catholics.
So we did a session on LGBT Catholics who are Black, and we had speakers. So we've really tried to reach out to people on the margins, wherever they are and whoever they are.
An annual interfaith service marking the Trans Day of Visibility called the Mass of Belonging became a cornerstone of their efforts. Many of the pews in the large church were full when Constantino spoke at the event in 2021.
People feel that they've been ostracized, marginalized, othered, even in our church. And that should churn us up. Certainly, homophobia, transphobia should churn us up.
It felt very empowering that we could invite people to come together and support one another and to not have them feel excluded. And the more that we say we're here, we're not going anywhere, it's so important for the visibility.
But it's not clear how much support Sennett's inclusion work has from regional church leaders or if it has a future. Last year, the Boston Archdiocese created a committee to craft guidelines for gender identity in its schools and parishes. Similar committees at a handful of other archdioceses nationwide have required people to use their birth names and conform to the pronouns and dress codes associated with their gender assigned at birth. Sennett says he was invited and then uninvited to testify to the Boston Committee. In February, the National Catholic Reporter did a story about that and the committee's work. Then the committee chair, Bishop Mark O'Connell, reached out to Sennett.
The bishop, when we spoke on the phone, told me that at the time he and the committee just weren't ready to speak to trans people.
An archdiocese spokesman said in an email that the work of the committee is incomplete, but its members are going through a, quote, thoughtful and collaborative process. He declined to comment further. Sennett still has concerns.
Part of me still worries that a lot of the anti-trans voices will have a bigger seat at the table than that of trans people and that of our advocates and allies.
Sennett hopes the committee recognizes that trans kids need to feel protected and supported in school and church.
They need to know that they are wonderfully and purposefully made as they are, because that teaching can do a lot of damage to think that they're disobeying God or that they're sinning for being who they are.
Sennett has decided to move on from St. Ignatius. He says he feels like he could accomplish more in his inclusion work somewhere else. What happened with the Archdiocese Gender Guidelines Committee was a factor in his decision, he says, but not the main catalyst. His last day is tomorrow.